Scripture reading is from John chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. After this, there was a Jewish festival, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, in the north city wall, is a pool with the Aramaic name Bethesda. It had five covered porches and a crowd of people who were sick, blind, lame, and paralyzed sat there. A certain man was there who had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, knowing that he had already been there a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I don't have anyone who can put me in the water when it is stirred up. When I'm trying to get to it, someone else has gotten in ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Get up. Pick up your mat and walk." Immediately, the man was well, and he picked up his mat and walked. Now that day was the Sabbath. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I got to go visit the pool at Bethesda or Bethsaida or Bethesda. And it's amazing as you peer over the rail, the depths of these pools that they've excavated that are no longer filled with water. Yet, something incredible happened while I was there. As the pilgrims and the tourists, as they came to the edge of the pools, they would peer over, they would take their pictures, they'd take their selfies. Then they would turn around, and there's a church right there beside the pools, the Church of St. Anne's, and it's a French church, and there was a priest, little small bald guy, that would just stand out beside the pools in front of the church, just smiling and just greeting everybody that walked by. He was the most joyful, friendly person you met in the entire holy city of Jerusalem. And it was just incredible that as these pilgrims and tourists would turn and take their pictures next to the pool, the next thing they would do, they would turn and they would line up to take their picture with this priest that was just standing there. And there was no amount of language or cultural barrier that seemed to slow this man down. Nobody had any idea what he was talking about or what he was saying. Nobody had any idea why he felt like this entire church that was behind him, where I'm sure he had plenty of tasks and responsibilities and duties to cover, but he felt the need to spend his day greeting and welcoming the pilgrims and the tourists that came by in front of the pools. His joy was infectious. And it was amazing that on this dreary, kind of cool day, as it was raining and it was kind of dull, that we got to see people almost come to life again as they took their pictures with this small little priest. And I saw for a moment that healings still occur at the pool of Bethesda. What's so incredible about this story, as I've read it, is that as Jesus comes to this pool, he does something first. He notices the man that's laying there. And he notices him because he's noticed that he's been laying there for a long time. That I imagine as many times as Jesus would have come to these pools, as many times as Jesus would have walked by, the same man is sitting on the same mat beside the same pool in the same condition. Now, the legend would have it that an angel would come down in a certain time of the year and would stir the waters of the pool. And the first person who entered the waters after the angel stirred them would be healed. Now this was a man who obviously had problems of getting down to the water. And when Jesus approached him and asked him if he wanted to be healed, the man sort of laid out all the reasons why he hadn't managed to be healed up to that point. But almost dismissively, Jesus almost says, this isn't about the waters at all, or your mobility, or even your disease. Do you want to be healed? And through an acknowledgement, Jesus tells the man to stand up, to take up your mat, and to walk. I think what's so incredible is this same question is a question of healing that Jesus asks all of us today. That there are areas of our lives, there are situations, there are topics that we feel have simply sort of run their course. That maybe we found ourselves on that same mat by the same pool in the same condition. There are things in our lives that don't seem to change, no matter what we do to try to change them. The same little hang-ups, the same disappointments, the same frustrations, day after day after day. And Jesus walks in and says, do you want it to be different? Do you want it to change? And he invites us to take that first step in it being changed. I've always thought it was significant that Jesus didn't reach down to pick the man up. Jesus didn't even stoop to roll up his mat as a sign of a favor. But instead, he uses these three little steps to build up almost some sort of momentum and confidence in knowing what it was that he could do from this point on. The first step was simply to stand. To stand up on those wobbly knees, those sort of unbalanced legs that he hadn't been able to use for so long. And then in another sign, to roll up that mat, the only comfort that he had had, to say that you don't need it anymore. And then to walk away. Sometimes it's the small choices that we make, those small faithful steps, to choose that this day or this hour or this situation is going to be different than how it's always ever been. That today can be different if we start sometimes with a small little step and choose to live in a different way. That French priest, as he was welcoming people outside the Church of St. Anne beside the pool of Bethesda, I feel like there was one point in his life where he chose to meet and to delight and to greet visitors that were coming by his church and by the pools. And I think that small little choice to be one who delights others and is a delight, I think that small little choice had such an incredible impact on hundreds of people, even in the course of a single day that came by the simple space that he was standing. And I know from what I saw, it delighted so many of them. It turned their entire day around. I can't tell you a single priest, a single imam, a single person in the entire city of Jerusalem that I remember than that little bald French priest by the pool of Bethesda, smiling and greeting. And I believe choosing to live differently. And through that one little miracle, I feel like healing still occurs at the pools of Bethesda. Will you bow your heads with me as we pray? Almighty and precious God, you allow us to have a choice to have a choice in following you, but Lord, also to have a choice in the type of life we lead. That we have an opportunity, Lord, we have an opportunity to choose to live our lives differently. Lord, an opportunity to seek after an abundant type of life. That of the life that you have poured into us, Lord, we can choose each and every hour that there shall be something different that guides us. That we won't be like those who walked past the man for 38 years, but Lord, we could be like the one who stops, who smiles and encourages. And Lord, give somebody the confidence to hear the question of Jesus and to choose to be well and whole again. Show us this week a better way. Show us a small choice that we can make to build momentum for larger choices as we go. That we might choose to be healed, that we might choose joy, that we might choose life, that we might choose you. As we pray this all, in Jesus' name, amen.